Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, The Soy Sauce Bottle Designed to Bring You Happiness. This video is talking about the designer who designed the soy sauce bottle. In particular, it's talking about the Kikkoman soy sauce bottle. So it is that small bottle that has a red cap on it, and it has two spouts so you can pour it from either side. And it's a bottle that I'm familiar with. A lot of Japanese restaurants have this bottle, and it is just an interesting design, and there's an interesting story behind it. So if you're interested, you can go take a look at that video. But for now, let's look at our sentence. The result is a small glass bottle with a narrow neck, a shape reminiscent of traditional Japanese sake flasks. So this sentence is describing the design of that soy sauce bottle, and it is comparing it to the shape of a Japanese sake flask. And sake is a Japanese alcohol or liquor, and a flask would be the bottle that it was kept in. So let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. The result is a small glass bottle with a narrow neck, a shape reminiscent of traditional Japanese sake flasks. All right, let's look at our vocab. Our first vocabulary word is narrow. Narrow is an adjective, and it basically means small or thin. So you could say something like, narrow roads make it difficult to drive, or she has a narrow waist. Our next word is wide. Wide is also an adjective, and it is the opposite of narrow. So you could say something like, the city has wide sidewalks, so pedestrians have plenty of space to walk. All right, our next word is reminiscent. Reminiscent is an adjective. And if something is reminiscent of something, it is a reminder of that thing, or it is similar to that thing. So in our sentence, we say that the design of the soy sauce bottle is reminiscent of traditional Japanese sake flasks. So it is similar to those sake flasks. You could also say something like, this painting is reminiscent of Picasso's style. Our next word is related to reminiscent, and it is reminisce. Reminisce is a verb, and it means to talk or think about things in the past. So you could say something like, at my high school reunion, I saw old friends and reminisced about the good times we had together. So that would mean that at that high school reunion, I talked about the times, the memories that I had with those friends. We thought about those things that happened in the past. Our next word is remind. Remind is a verb, and it means to cause to remember. So you could say something like, the smell of this perfume reminds me of my mom. And that would mean that when I smell that perfume, I think of my mom. It reminds me of her, or causes me to remember her. All right, our next word is traditional. Traditional is an adjective. And if something is traditional, it is based on custom, or it has been like this for a long time. It is following the past ways of doing things. So you could say something like, my grandmother is very traditional, and that would mean that she prefers to do things in the way that people have done them for a long time. She likes to do things that are based on customs. Or you could say something like, a traditional Thanksgiving dinner consists of roast turkey, mashed potatoes, and other side dishes. Our next word is tradition. Tradition is a noun, and it is something that people have been doing for a long time. So it's basically a practice or a custom that has been handed down generation after generation. So you could say something like, hanging stockings above the fireplace is a Christmas tradition in North America. So a Christmas tradition would be something that you do on Christmas because many generations have been doing that thing. All right, our next word is flask. Flask is a noun, and a flask is a bottle for keeping alcohol in. So in our sentence, it's just a normal bottle for sake. But more often, a flask is a bottle that's used to hide alcohol, or it's a bottle that is easy to carry around. So it's pretty small, and it's usually rectangular, and it can be easily put into a pocket or a bag, so it can be carried on you easily. And usually, hard alcohol is put into a flask. So maybe something like whiskey would be stored in a flask. All right, our last word is canteen. So canteen is a noun, and it is another type of bottle. So it is similar to a flask, but this one doesn't store alcohol. It usually stores water. So it can also be kept on your person easily. It is small and portable, but it carries water. And usually soldiers or maybe hikers would carry a canteen with them. So you could say something like, the soldiers carried canteens with them. All right, that is all of our vocabulary for today. So let's look at our sentence one more time. The result is a small glass bottle with a narrow neck, a shape reminiscent of traditional Japanese sake flasks. All right, that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, what is your favorite Japanese food? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.